Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The longtime girlfriend of former crime boss James Whitey Bulger, Catherine Gregg, will be in federal court today for a bail hearing. The hearing is likely to be contentious. For more on what may lay ahead for Gregg, we're joined now by WBUR's David Boeri. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you, lay it out for us. Her defense attorneys are, as I understand it, are going to argue that she poses no threat to the community. On what will they base that?
A couple of things. Kevin Reddington is making the pitch that, in fact, her behavior does not fit the standard of harboring a fugitive. He likens to her as nothing more than a traveling companion. So he says the government's going to have a hard time proving its case. She and her sister are both going to post their houses as bond for the bail. And finally, Reddington is quoting people, talking about her. They're going to give her support in the community. And he says in his motion, by all accounts, she's considered by family, neighbors, and acquaintances as a kind, gentle person with a loving personality.
All right. Now, let me ask you this question. As I understand it, the defense attorneys are going to argue she's no flight risk. The prosecution is going to argue that she is a flight risk. Why do you think, and why else don't they want her out on bail?
First of all, that they're going to point out that kind, gentle person was loving and caring for a guy wanted for 19 murders, and she did it for 16 years. They don't know the full story about Catherine Gregg yet. They'd certainly like to know, and were they to accept her being out on bail, that would be the indication that she is providing some help. We don't know a lot about Catherine Gregg and haven't over the last 16 years. Did she know how to operate any of those guns, those 30-plus guns in the house in California? There are all sorts of questions, and of course the government wants to know where he was, of course, where the money is, and whether or not anybody helped him. So they're looking. Imagine being the magistrate in court after the Federal Bureau of Investigation's biggest scandal and biggest most wanted character in Boston, the person who can help you most with the rest of the case being put on bail. Think about that decision for a magistrate to make.
As I understand it, there's also concern about whether she's at risk of bodily harm if she's freed on bail. And what about the money that's supposed to be stashed around? Yeah.
Well, she certainly may know where it is. She might not definitely know where it is, but she's been with him. She's known where he's gone while he's on the run. And although we have to put an asterisk beside run now because it seems like he was in the same place for 15 years or so, but still, she knows a lot about his travels and what he did while out on the road. Now, something else that you have to consider at this point, we haven't seen a parting of the interests yet. We don't know where her interests are going to lay. She's facing 5 years maximum. Now, does she plead out? Does she go to trial? If she goes to trial, she's going to have something more to offer, it would seem to me, than what I did wasn't breaking the law. So does she offer anything up?
Against Whitey.
And the possibility that she would seem to me to put her at risk of danger out on the street, if she is out in the street, just like Whitey is now getting tremendous protection, security protection, as he comes in to court every day for fear that somebody might go after him. There has to be a consideration of what danger she might be in if she were out.
What's the defense's theory as to why Catherine Gregg spent all those years on the run with Mr. Bulger?
See, this is what we're waiting for. Is there going to be a parting of her interests in Whitey Bulger's? We see her in court in California. The two of them are very, very close together. They're laughing at that time. Fugitive hunters hoped during the last 16 years at some point she was going to get tired, call, go back to her family. They were wrong on that, unless, in fact, some conjecture is right, and she actually gave him up. We don't know that. They also, a number of them speculated, Whitey would kill her to eliminate the danger to him of being associated with somebody that might give him up or might flag attention to him. So we don't know that either. One theory, and we're waiting to find out if this is going to be expressed by Kevin Reddington, who's given to imaginative defenses before, is whether or not she was the victim of Stockholm Syndrome, that she was too afraid to leave Whitey Bulger. That's been suggested as well. Patty Hearst, she isn't. Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army, turned into a bank robber with them. She was ultimately acquitted of the crimes that she was charged with. On the other hand, Kathy Gregg went on the road with him. She knew what he was because she was married to a guy who complained to her, and quite often, that Whitey had killed his brother. So her brother-in-law had been allegedly, we have to say, murdered by Whitey. She's with Whitey. She knows what he is. So the question is, does she take this position, Stockholm Syndrome, I was in fear? We don't know, but there's going to be a theory developed unless she's going to go straight down the avenue of what I did wasn't breaking the law. And that seems to be a stretch.
All right. So last question, a little news analysis here. The likelihood that she will be freed on bail.
Imagine coming up to the plate if you're the magistrate and you're looking at putting somebody on the street who's been associated with a guy on the most wanted list for 16 years, the biggest scandal in Boston FBI history. That's a long shot for a federal magistrate to make. I think it is a long shot.
WBUR's David Boeri will be following this story today. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.